is the Joe and Alex Show, and I don't agree with this one bit, at least the fact that we're even on this, but a list says that radio personalities have more stressful jobs than military and police. I'm sorry, I'm not getting shot at. I don't believe that. Do you?
Not at all. I couldn't believe this survey.
CareerCast is out with their list of their top 10 most stressful jobs. And I'm kind of wondering if you're listening to the Joe and Alex Show, maybe you have a stressful job. Like, what do you do for a living that makes it stressful? Like, I would kind of like to hear it. Let's just kind of go through these right here. They got salespeople. I would agree that it's stressful because you usually live and die by the commission that you make. And it's tough. If the economy's down, you're in trouble. If it's up, usually that helps. So that's not a guarantee. Cashiers. Okay, now this is where I'm a hater. How is a cashier hard? Because you have the
machine.
It
is, but it's not harder than a police officer.
No, not at all. Let's see here. Middle and high school teachers. I would agree. You're underpaid, and I know I was a little hellion in middle school and high school. So that would be absolutely terrible right there. Coming in at number 4, managers and corporate executives.
Yeah, that's stressful.
I guess so. I just don't feel that. Like, and then here we are, number 5, radio and TV broadcasters. Yes, our job in a sense is stressful. Like, because I got to hit a bunch of buttons and do things and talk and know how we're going to move on to the next thing. But I don't know. Do you think that's really stressful?
I just want to know who was surveyed that works in radio and TV for this that actually said that our jobs are harder than the following people because something is seriously wrong with you.
Because at the bottom of the list, we have firefighters and enlisted military.
At the bottom.
At the bottom.
Enlisted military.
Oh, my God. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Taylor.
Hey, what's up? What's a stressful job?
My job is pretty stressful. I do construction, in-home and exterior. And it gets pretty stressful when you put up a color for a homeowner and you get halfway done with it and they turn around and say, that's the wrong color. So it turns out you have to redo the entire house.
No, no. I'm like, sorry, that's actually the color you wanted. You're just not looking at it right.
I would be that client.
Yeah. Dude, how many times has that happened to you?
It's happened twice only because it's just, I mean, with elderly people, they never know really what they want.
Well, you know what? Just take off their glasses. They'd be like, oh, no, that's the color you asked for. Don't worry. See, like, you doing that, I would think, Alex, right now he brings up that. I would think if you're a roofer, you're on top of a hot roof.
Yeah, that's awful.
And, like, I would be the guy that would fall off the roof or the ladder would fall. I'm like, what am I going
to
do?
Or the people that work for, like, the phone lines that have to go all the way up those poles. Like, that's a stressful, hard job.
Joe and Alex Show, who's this? Hey, good morning. Who is this? Oh, too stressful to tell us. Okay. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
My name's Ashley.
Ashley, what's a stressful job?
I am a paramedic for a really busy 911 service. And, like, people literally will die in my lap or punch me in the face. And I feel like that's pretty stressful.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you offended, Ashley, that your name isn't even on this list? Or, sorry, your profession isn't even on this list?
It is a little irksome. I mean, I'm sure that other jobs have their own stress, but I mean, like, people, like, the drug epidemic is real, and people overdose all the time, and they abuse us, and they treat us bad, and some people are really sick, and they die in our laps, and we're responsible for their lives, and that is a very scary, stressful situation.
No kidding. That's absolutely insane. We appreciate what you do, but I mean, I'm glad you're realizing, though, that being a radio broadcaster like Alex and I are is a very dangerous profession. I mean, what if we get a paper cut looking at stories to read?
It's so hard.
You'd be super surprised how many people I've taken to the hospital for a paper cut.
Oh, what? My gosh. Are you serious?
Why? Are they bleeding?
There are two sides of the coin. Some people have nothing wrong with them, but they think they do. And some people have horrible things wrong with them. So.
God, well, thank you for what you do, honestly. Another profession totally unappreciated.
Does your ambulance take them to Weenie Hut Hospital or...
You know, I really wish that someone would found that so that we could because it would make me feel very smug and satisfied.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll do one more call. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Andreas.
Hey, what do you do for a living? Kind of a stressful job.
Man, I probably want to piggyback off of what Ashley was saying. I'm in nursing, and just imagine trying to help somebody. And, yes, basically what she said, you know. Just imagine maybe reading an order wrong, giving the wrong dose of medicine, or...
You could kill somebody.
Next thing you know, you're getting hit in the stomach or something. So, yes, I am a little offended that it was on there, because I would say this is more stressful than my cashier job.
Nursing is not even on the list, but radio and TV broadcasters are on the list for hardest and most stressful jobs.
I hope people realize we're not full of ourselves because we're calling ourselves out saying, I'm sorry.
No, here's the thing about working in radio, and a lot of people ask me these types of questions. Is our job hard? No, it's not hard.
Mentally,
I guess for some people,
fatiguing.
Yeah, it's tiring because you have to, like, you know, be entertaining so early in the morning for such a, you know, straight period of time. However, I mean, our job is relatively easy.
And it's
fun. I think the people that were surveyed that work in radio and TV for this list, they obviously suck at their job and they're not very good, because this job would be hard. If you are not naturally gifted or talented at doing this, it is hard. The only reason this is easy for us is, I'm not saying we're the best or anything, but I think it comes pretty easy to us. And so that makes it, you know, goes a little smoother. But yeah, if this is hard for you, then I guess it could be stressful. But to say that we have a harder job than a firefighter, enlisted military, a nurse isn't even on this list, that's insane.